does one know they exhausted? Can someone tell me? Sometimes wonder if you're born with a better lifespan. Are we like your dreams? We only have three life chances. What if we see another thing? It's because of today's choices. How does one know that they exhausted? Sometimes wonder if we're born with a better lifespan. Are we like video games? We only have three life chances. What if we see another thing? It's because of today's choices. Yeah. It's very weird, man. Like, it's like that. Check. Yo, I'm really fed up, although I've been warned, but I don't listen. This is too much to take in, too much to even think in. I've been doing a lot of blaming that I do honestly admit. I sometimes feel like I'm dead. Maybe that's why I do a lot of thinking. Sometimes I feel like popping those pills in, pop it in my system, cut myself to see if I'm still living, to see if pain I can still be able to feel it, draw myself to see if I'm still breathing, or life I'll be unleashing. So this is my last option. I'm really sorry. I hope you accept my apology. No parent should bury their own child, but it happens. Certain circumstances lead it to brutally make it happen. My name is Anati Gogo M, and today I'm going to kill myself. I've been in hell, or even worse. Sometimes gifts tend to be a curse. Sometimes being chosen can never favor you to make it work. Mommy, I'm sorry to be writing this letter. I hope things get better. I still carry a lot of anger. I wish my laughter made me more stronger. As tears drip down this paper, I love my brothers and sister. I do miss my father. Maybe that's why this hits me really harder. I wish I could be more open, but truth is I'm beyond broken. Not even a single door that opens. My knuckles hurt from knocking. I'm sorry for feeling you and dad, mama. The only child that's not educated, mama. You and dad did your best. It hurts me to see you're disappointed. I'm a dark sheep, a child that really cursed, and now I accept it. We both know that it's really true, and all of us know it too. My ancestors called me and I answered, but still whatever I do is still never good enough for the descendants. I've never chose this, never wanted this, but I'm the one that's blessed to suffer. I'm the one feeling abandoned. I've never felt really mattered. This location I'm at, I don't know how I bloody landed. Maybe it's a bloody favor I've been somehow granted. I'm a bloody disaster, a pathetic little useless freak, and I'm a bastard. Maybe in 93, I should have not survived, I should have died. Cause right now, I feel like I'm paying the price. I'm expected to always do everything right. That really bites. If I knew things would be this way, I should have been sacrificed. And it should have not even been thought twice. So mama, please don't even cry, or drop a tear for an unworthy son. This is a song on my suicide letter, part one. I hope the Lord and my ancestors forgive me for what I've just done. Sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. This hurts, I can't bear it, I can't tolerate it. I should have never made it. After 30, and celebrated. Life is its own way to make you feel like you have to earn it. Cause being given birth to, we have to admit it's pretty risky. But after that, our moms feel happy. Praying, saying, dear Lord, thank you for the blessing. I appreciate you. But what if it ends by your own hand? How is that a blessing? Can someone tell me?